From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to have your company once again around the Word of God. Today we start a new Gospel study. We have just concluded our studies in Mark's Gospel, which extended to nearly 150 broadcasts. We're beginning our study of John's Gospel today. As I have already stated, I wish to stay with the Gospels, for there you have the words and the works of the Lord Jesus during his earthly ministry recorded for us, and how important it is for us to be familiar with the teachings of the Saviour. Our hymn is How Great Thou Art, and it's sung for us by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet. John's Gospel emphasizes the deity of Christ, so it's a very suitable hymn. Just before I play it, let me remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We will continue our study of the life and ministry of Elijah the prophet, and I will read the second extract from the book we are giving away free to any listener who contacts us. It's called The Development of the Antichrist. It's by Andrew Bonner. Now here's that lovely hymn by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet.
Proclaim, my God, how great sings my soul, thy Savior gone to me. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, thy Savior gone to me. How great thou art.
Turn with me now, please, in your Bible to John chapter 1. I want to read the verses 1 through to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of man, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. May God bless the reading of His word to our hearts. Only God was in the beginning. True Christians choose to believe what God has to say about the matter of the beginning, rather than believe the ever-changing notions of men, which at best are only guesses. It's not a matter of what is termed blind faith that causes us to believe what God tells us in His Word about the beginning, but rather it's very much a case of informed faith. We believe the record of God. The discoveries and investigations of true science has ever upheld the teachings of the Bible. Here John tells us, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, of course, that God was in the beginning. This is basically a repeat of Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Only here in John chapter 1 we are told that the Word was there in the beginning. Who is the Word? Well, let me permit the Bible to answer our question. Look at verses 14 and 15 of this chapter. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, This was He of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. It is plain that the Lord Jesus is the Word. Therefore Christ was in the beginning. You know what that means, don't you? It means that Christ is eternal. He is God. John goes on to state this very truth about the Lord Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 1. The Son of God was there in the beginning with the Father, equal in power and glory. To put the matter very precisely, let me quote the Shorter Catechism. There are three persons in the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one God, the same in substance, equal in power and glory. These great and vital truths, then, lie at the very threshold of this gospel. Christ is God. In a very special way, this gospel sets forth the deity of our Lord Jesus. There is an emphasis upon His divine personage throughout its pages, and the core of the controversy between the religious establishment of that day and the Saviour was His claim to be the Son of God. In these opening verses, there is a stating of this glorious truth in a wonderfully sublime manner. You will see that it is here claimed that Christ is not only divine, but He is the Creator of all things. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Verse 3. There is an emphasis here on this truth. See how it is repeated. Far from being a mere creature of God, as some heretics and opponents of the gospel would state, the Lord Jesus is the Creator. He it was who commanded, and creation came into existence in 6 days, and he it is who, by the same power, presently preserves creation. The Lord Jesus upholds all that he created by the word of his power. John also tells us that not only was Christ the instigator of creation, but he is the source of all spiritual light and life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5. There's no spiritual life or light outside of Jesus Christ. There most certainly is none in natural man. There is nothing but darkness there. Since Adam's fall into sin, man has been a creature of darkness and ignorance, for whom there is no hope but Jesus Christ, the only fountain of light and life. The utter darkness of man is seen in what the Lord has to say of mankind in relationship to Christ. He is the light, but the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse 5. How blind is mankind in that it could not see the light of the world when he walked in its midst? Men see no more today, of course. Whose name is blasphemed today? Whose claims are mocked today? Whose law is defied and whose word is rejected today? Is it not Christ's? How many mockeries and parodies of the life of Muhammad or Buddha or any of the other figures around whom men have developed a religion have you heard to be the subject of Hollywood's mocking films? How many times have you heard the names I have just mentioned used as a curse or an expletive? None, I would dare to venture. And yet the name of the Son of God and the Creator of the world is daily mocked, maligned, and desecrated. The light shone, but the darkness comprehended it not. God's word to you and to me is his Son. He is the word of God. He is the message of pardon and redemption that God would have us hear and heed. What a message such a messenger must bring. That deliverance which the Son of God announces is truly a great deliverance indeed. Here is that message. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Has the light of this message shone into your heart? Or are you yet in the darkness of sin and rebellion against God and his Son? Listen to the warning. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 4:7. Don't harden your heart against Christ and his gospel, but today obey his call to repentance and faith. We're going to come back again, of course, to John chapter 1. Will you join me around God's word next week? Goodbye and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.